South African Folk Tales, Volume 1, written by James A. Honey, narrated by Chirag Patel. Introduction. In presenting these stories, which are of deep interest and value to South Africans, I hope they may prove of some value to those Americans who have either an interest in animals or who appreciate the folklore of other countries. Many of these tales have appeared among English collections previous to 1880. Others have been translated from the Dutch, and a few have been written from childhood remembrance. Consequently, they do not pretend to be original or unique. Care has been taken not to spoil the ethnological value for the sake of form or structure, and in all cases, they are as nearly like the original as a translation from one tongue to another will allow. They are all South African folklore tales, and mainly from the Bushmen. Some are perverted types from what were originally Bushman tales, but have been taken over by Khoi or Zulus. A few are from the Dutch. Most of these last named will show a European influence, especially French. Some of the animal stories have appeared in American magazines under the author's name, but this is the first time that a complete collection has appeared since Dr. Bleak published his stories in 1864. The object has been to keep the stories apart from those which have a mythological or religious significance, and especially to keep it an animal collection, free from those in which man appears to take a part. There will be found several versions of the same story, and as far as possible, these will be put in the order of their importance in relation to the original. The author does not pretend to be an authority on South African folklore, but has only a South African-born interest in what springs from that country of sunshine. It is a difficult task to attempt to trace the origin of these stories, as there is no country where there have been so many distinct and primitive races dwelling together. The Bushmen seem to trace back to the earliest Egyptian days, when dwarves were pictured on the tombs of kings and were a distinct race. From then until now, it has been their pride to say that before men were men, they were. Or, to put it clearer, before Africa was inhabited by other races, they were there. As represented by some of these stories of the Bushmen, what races have not, then, had their influence on the folklore? According to Stowe, they were a wandering primitive race of small men, painters and sculptors, hunters and herdsmen, and withal a race showing traces of wonderful reasoning and adaptability, with a keen sense of justice and a store of pride. Mythological some of their stories are, but whether this is due to the influence of the Khoi, a later race, it is difficult to say. And lastly, there are the Bantu, spread over the whole of South Africa. The varied influences which may have affected these stories before they reached us show what enormous possibilities there are for error in tracing the origin of the animal tales here presented. Bleak finds that a greater congeniality exists between the Khoi and European mind than is found between the latter and any other of the black races of Africa. Whether he means that this indicates a European origin of the fables, I cannot say. There is no doubt in my mind that the Bushmen came from the north and were the primitive race of South and tropical Africa, the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?